Welcome to Earth's Mightiest Weirdos. You cannot see any of us. There we are. How is everybody tonight? Let's start in the top left corner. Joining us for the very first time from the Practically Perfect podcast is Sarah. Sarah, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good. It is great to have you, Sarah. You are one third of the Battle of the Sexes on MCU Family Feud tonight is what this has turned into. In the top middle, you know her very well from the Nerdy Girls After Dark and many episodes of Earth's Mightiest Weirdos. Maya, welcome to the show.
Hey, everybody.
It's great to have you, Maya. And another third, or I guess there's four of you guys on the Practically Perfect podcast, huh? But rounding out the girls team, we have popping the popcorn herself, Miss Katie B. How are you, Katie?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
It is great to have you. Let's drop right below Katie B. We do have fresh off of an episode just last night. Well, debuted last night. Mr. Mike Ruby. We talked everything we could about the first two episodes of Obi-Wan Kenobi. Mike, we are only 2 days away from the next episode of Obi-Wan.
I can barely sit still, but I'm super excited to be here. This will keep my mind occupied and not just constantly craving Mr. Kenobi.
There will be something else to keep us from constantly craving Mr. Kenobi. And this is breaking news for Nerd Life Network. Mike will be joining myself and Alex Klein tomorrow night on Comics and Cinema, talking everything Top Gun Maverick. So get the Need for Speed. Next to him, we've got the Funko King himself, Earth's Mightiest Minute's own Kevin. How are you, Kevin?
Doing good. Thanks for having me, Brian.
It is great to have you. And Anthony, we missed Earth's Mightiest Weirdos doing this last Monday because the two of us, you and me, were busy. Do you want to tell the audience how I invited myself into your home and into your hockey life?
I'm still mourning. I don't know if I even want to talk about hockey anymore. I want to talk about how the Cardinals just won the series against Milwaukee this weekend.
There you go. Anthony is a St. Louis Blues fan. I am a Colorado Avalanche fan. There was a message Saturday night that said, I have tickets to game 4 on Monday. And the way I read that was get to St. Louis and you can have one of these tickets. And Anthony, out of the kindness of his heart, couldn't tell me no. So we had to postpone Earth's Mightiest Weirdos because Anthony and I had incredible seats to the Blues Avalanche game 4. And thank you so much for hosting me that day, Anthony. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Go
shut up. The game would have turned out better in my favor, but it is what it is.
All right. Well, we're going to start in the top middle with Maya, because last Monday we got a Thor Love and Thunder trailer. And Maya, I know you're very, very excited about this film. Do you have any reactions to the Thor Love and Thunder trailer?
I really love seeing Christian Bale for the first time. I was trying to avoid it, but then all the stills came out over Twitter. I'm like, okay, let me just watch it at this point. But it looks cool. I think Gore looks very creepy. I'm into it. So
I saw a meme that had a picture of Christian Bale as Batman that said Christian Bale, and then Gore the God Butcher is Atheist Bale. That made me laugh. Sarah, I know you like Thor Ragnarok as much as the rest of us. Are you excited for Love and Thunder?
I'm very excited. Anything with Taika Waititi involved, I'm all for it.
Fair enough. KDB, same thing for you?
I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen the trailer yet. Good for you. You might as well see it at this point.
I usually hold off if I want to see the movie. I usually hold off of watching the trailers because they always spoil the movie. So I'm just excited just to watch the movie and not see the trailer.
There you go. Mike, it came out, jumping into the Star Wars world a little bit, that the next Star Wars theatrical release will be Taika's Star Wars film. So a bit of a surprise, but a welcome one to be sure. Where do you stand on Thor Love and Thunder?
I will take anything with Korg. He is my favorite. And Natalie Portman looks like she can crush anyone with those biceps. She is intense. I'm excited to see what she does as Lady Thor.
And I'd let her.
Yeah, she can open pickle jars for me any day of the week. I will not feel weak at all.
How about you, Kevin?
I was just going to say Natalie Portman and her arms. That was just mesmerized by all of that in the trailer.
That was a great take.
So good. So excited.
All right, let's do a roundup in the comments. Jared is here. Kara is here. We hope Kara's feeling better. She's been a little bit under the weather. Justin says we have the best intro. Greg is here. Mr. Bones is here.
That's my friend from my midnight hour.
Oh, perfect. Well, Mr. Bones, you've got a great name. If you read the Star Wars Aftermath series, you know what I'm talking about. Kara, still here. The boys are going down. I don't know if I believe that. Jared says, out of the box.
Hi, Jared. Yeah.
Well, all right, guys. Well, let's get started on our game show. Here we go. Family Feud. So we're going to start. We're just going to go straight across. So I'm going to designate. I need somebody from each team to be a scorekeeper. Anybody willing to do that? Kevin, I know you
I did it last time. I don't want to do it again.
You don't want to do it? Okay.
I mean, I will, but like,
I'll take it.
All right. KDB, can you keep score for your team?
Yeah.
I'll make sure you have the right points. Just you'll know what.
Wait. I can do it on my phone. Okay. Perfect. I'll keep my phone.
Okay. And the last time I tried to play background music when we did this, we had issues. So listen to the podcast only, and there will be background music to make it sound more like a game show. All right. Well, we will get into Family Feud right now. Perfect. All right. So we're going to go team captains. First round is going to be Sarah and Anthony. So I'm going to read the question. You need to get my attention as best way as possible, and then I will go to you first. So Sarah and Anthony, are you ready?
Yep.
Who do you consider to be the current leader of the Avengers? Anthony.
Captain Marvel.
That is the number two answer. Sarah, can you beat number two?
Ooh. Golly, I got to think about where we're at.
Five.
I'm going to go with Captain America.
Can you be more specific?
Like Steve Rogers? No.
Anthony, pass or play?
We're going to play.
All right. So Captain Marvel was the number two answer worth 20 points. Kevin?
Sam Wilson, Captain America.
That is the number one answer worth 32 points. Mike Ruby?
Oh, my goodness.
Who do you consider to be the current leader of the Avengers?
I mean, is it still fair to say that Nick Fury runs the Avengers?
I would say it's fair to say that. However, he is not on the board. Top six answers are on the board. Anthony.
Let's go with Wong.
I love that answer. Also, not there. The Sorcerer Supreme. With no answer. I have, four more to go. Three through six. Kevin, two strikes.
Doctor Strange.
That is the number three answer worth 16 points. Back to you, Mike Ruby.
I am going to take a leap and say Dr. Bruce Banner, a.k.a. the Hulk.
Number four worth 12 points. Back to you, Anthony.
I'm going to have to go with Thor.
Number five, also worth 12 points. One more, Kevin.
One more. Okoye.
That is the three strikes. Girls, it is to you. You have about 10 seconds to kind of talk amongst yourselves, and then Sarah will have to give us a final answer. There is one answer left to steal 92 points.
The only other person I can potentially think of is Spider-Man. What do y'all think?
Not as a leader.
But everyone they said is like.
Yeah.
Who are we missing out of the conversation? We'll just go from there.
Five. Four.
I don't even.
No, that's what I'm trying to.
Oh, Hawkeye? Maybe Hawkeye?
Not the leader.
Jesus. I need an answer. Yeah.
I guess we'll go with, should we go with Spider-Man? Since I don't have a better one.
Spider-Man, sure.
Spider-Man. 92 yes. points to the boys. And the last answer is Bucky Barnes, worth 4 Ooh. Points.
I would have never guessed that one.
I would not have guessed that.
Kara must have infiltrated.
Yeah. Kara and Jalen.
Infiltrated the...
They both made up email addresses.
As a fellow Sebastian Stan, Maya might have gotten it, but not quite.
The Avengers?
I agree. Okay, let's stay a little more MCU specific before we get a little bit weird. We're going to go with our team captains this time, Maya and Kevin.
Kevin's gone.
No, I'm back. I'm good.
Okay, Maya and Kevin, are you ready?
Yes.
Which MCU character would you consider most worthy to lift Mjolnir next? Kevin.
Bruce Banner.
Not on the board. Top eight answers are on the board. Maya.
Peter Parker.
Also not on the board. Ruby.
Oh, goodness.
I'm sorry. I screwed up. We're good. We're good, though. Bruce Banner is on the board. I apologize. I just saw it. But Kevin had it right. Bruce Banner was number 7 of 8. Maya did not top it. Maya, who did you say? Peter Parker?
Yeah, Peter Parker. Yeah.
She officially did not top it. Okay. Boys, pass or play?
We'll play.
I am sorry. I'm bad at this. Okay, back to you, Mike Ruby.
Jane.
That is the number one answer out of a technicality. Jane Foster, number one, worth 25 points. Anthony.
Captain Marvel, again.
Carol Danvers, again, worth 20 points. Kevin.
Monica Rambeau.
Number three, worth 19 points. Females representing on this one. Back to you, Mike Ruby.
I'm going to go with Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange is not on the board. Numbers 4, 5, 6, and 8 still on the board. Anthony.
I'm going to go Shang-Chi.
I love that answer. Unfortunately, not there.
That's what I was going to ask with that one.
Kevin, 2 strikes, or the girls get a chance to steal 64 points.
2 strikes, and somebody has to lift. Kate Bishop.
Number 5. Mike.
Thanks for the points. No thanks for making me guess. Sam Wilson.
Number 4, worth 15 points. There are number 6 and number 8 still on the board, Anthony. Mm. And if you get number 8, I will be shocked.
I have
5.
Let's go with Bucky.
Girls, you have the opportunity to steal 87 points. Talk amongst yourselves. Maya needs to come with an official answer in about 10 seconds.
I was thinking Peggy Carter.
Oh, that's a good one.
Or I was thinking Natasha Romanoff.
But she's dead.
I know.
I don't think she's a dead person. I feel like Peggy, or maybe like Layla or Stephen Grant. Can't forget about me, honey.
Yeah. Those are good choices, too.
Kara says Beth the Waitress. Anthony would appreciate that one.
So what do y'all think? What is the one you first told me about?
I mean, thinking probably need to go as mainstream as possible if we want to steal. Probably nothing too crazy.
Who do you
That's
think
is I, the I was thinking Peggy.
Peggy, I'm guessing.
Okay, sure. Okay, Peggy Carter, final answer.
Oh, frickin'.
Number 6, America Chavez, and number 8.
What?
What? No. Okay, Brian, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Were these results gathered before the Moon Knight finale and Doctor Strange?
I sent these out
like 2 weeks ago, right?
When did I send this out? This is well after. Yeah, I sent this out like 2 weeks ago. So Moon Knight and Doctor Strange were both already done.
Okay.
Had you said Layla, I would have accepted it with Tourette because it feels like a technicality, but. All right, another 87 points for the boys.
How much did you say? Did you say 87?
87. Okay.
The boys are whipping our butts.
Yes, they are.
All right, Katie B and Mike, you are the team captains. Get my attention the best way you can. What would be Steve Rogers' favorite television show? Katie.
Bonanza.
Bonanza is not on the board. Mike.
What would his favorite show be? MASH.
Smash is the number one answer worth 24 points.
Oh. Wait, so the singing show? Like
no, MASH, not no. Smash.
Oh, gotcha. I'm like, what? A dog glee? Really? Okay.
All right, pass or play, fellas.
Let's see if the ladies can pull it out. We're gonna pass.
All right. Sounds good. All right, it is to Sarah.
Oh boy.
What would Steve Rogers' favorite television show be?
The first thing that popped in my head was the Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch is not there. I thought it would have been, but it is not on there. Top eight answers are on the board. Maya.
Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Also not on the board.
What?
A little bit of a hint. The man is born in 1920-something. Katie B., what would be Steve Rogers' favorite television show?
The Love Boat?
Nope. No. All right, fellas, you get one guess to get seven to steal 24 points. Talked amongst yourselves. Mike, you will give the final answer.
Bluey.
Let's see. I would accept that answer.
I Love Lucy.
That's an option. I was thinking Love Lucy, or I was thinking Band of Brothers because it's kind of where he's from.
Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, my heart wants to say Bluey, but my brain says I Love Lucy.
Yeah, let's. Yeah. I like the gut feeling of that, and I like off of Brian's clue. So we're gonna say Lucy, I'm home.
I Love Lucy is the number five answer. Number one, MASH. Number two, The Andy Griffith Show. Number three, Hogan's Heroes. Number four, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Come on, people. Number five, I Love Lucy. Number six, Leave It to Beaver. Number seven, Full House. And number eight, Agent Carter. So Maya wasn't that far off with Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Two people did go MCU with Agent Carter. I thought that was funny.
I'm realizing I probably said Andy Griffith's show right now. I forgot that I responded that.
What is MASH? Is that like a?
It's a war show.
It's a war. It's a war show. Korean war.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Korean. Popular war. In the 70s.
The longest running show for a while. Yeah.
MASH is good. The finale of MASH is like the highest rated television show of all time.
It's the most watched show ever. Yeah.
Gunsmoke says Jared. That would have been a good one. The Lone Ranger. Have Gun Will Travel.
That's another one of my friends.
Katie's bringing the people out today.
Hi, Jen.
All right, guys. So, well, let's.
What's the point count on that one, Brian? Just
24.
24.
Okay, back to Sarah and Anthony. Which MCU character would survive the longest if they woke up in the Lord of the Rings Middle Earth? Anthony.
Clint Barton.
Sarah, that's all you.
That is the number three answer of Clint Barton. Sarah, can you top it?
Did you freeze?
Did we lose Sarah?
Uh-oh.
I think Sarah froze. Oh.
He's back.
Sarah,
you can
back.
See you now, Sarah.
Sarah, if a character woke up in the Middle Earth of the Lord of the Rings, who would survive the longest?
She lost her audio.
I think we lost her audio. Oh, there we go.
Sorry, I'm back. I'm back now.
Go ahead.
What was the question? I didn't hear.
If an MCU character woke up in the Lord of the Rings Middle Earth, who would survive the longest?
Oh, did they pass us?
Anthony said Clint Barton, Hawkeye at three. You have a chance to top it.
Oh, let's go with Thor.
Thor is the number one answer for 36. Woo! Ladies, pass or play.
I don't even know what Middle Earth is. So.
You never seen Lord of the Rings? Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Oh, Game of Thrones. Okay.
Well, I mean, it's the same kind of type.
Same kind of environment. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you guys? I want to play because we need to get some points down here.
All right, sure. Maya. if an MCU character would survive the longest in Middle Earth?
Dane Whitman?
You went Game of Thrones there. I like it. Jon Snow. He knows nothing. Unfortunately, not there. Katie B.
Bruce Banner.
I got to double check and make sure. Hulk also not there. Sarah.
Let's go with Iron Man.
Nope. I'm sorry, what? Girls. All right, fellas, you got a chance to steal.
How many answers are there?
Plus 18. There are six on the board. Two are taken.
One. How is Clint not number one, considering he was LARPing in his own show?
I understand.
Group. Yeah, I was going to say Groot. I was thinking Groot.
Is Groot on the list? I was going.
Yeah. I'd say Groot.
I like Groot. He's an edge for sure.
I am Groot.
There you go.
Final answer, Anthony?
Groot.
Oh my god, I didn't realize y'all were still delivering.
Groot is the number two answer. Exactly. He would be an Ent. Number four, Wanda Maximoff. And number five, Carol Danvers. She's a popular one tonight. And number six is Bucky Barnes.
Or Bucky.
Bucky, I guess.
I guess.
Carol, really?
I love the answer of Groot as an Ent, though. It's my favorite.
Groot.
All right.
Yeah, that's a great answer. Oh.
What's our point count on that one?
56.
To love.
54, I'm sorry. 54. All right. It's all for fun anyway. All right. Which MCU character... Oh, wait. We got Maya and Kevin, right? Which MCU character sets up their Christmas tree on November 1st? Maya.
Yeah.
Who is Clint Barton?
Clint Barton is the number two answer worth 20 points. We're playing Jeopardy, apparently. Kevin, can you top that?
Yeah, Iron Man.
On the board, but fifth. Damn. So worth 11 points. You gifted the girls 11 points. We are to the girls. Maya, pass or play?
Ladies, what do you want to do? Play or pass?
Playing's more fun.
Oh,
it is more fun. I'm all about playing.
Let's play.
KDB, we are to you. What MCU character sets up their Christmas tree on November 1st?
Steve Rogers.
Number three, worth 14 points. Sarah.
Oh, let's see. Let's go with... Oh, who's super organized? Let's go... Or super fun... Let's go with Peter Quill.
Peter Quill is not on the board. Maya.
Gonna go with Kate Bishop.
Kate Bishop is number six worth 5 points. Katie B.
I'm gonna say Wanda.
Wanda's not there. Down to two strikes. Hello, Sarah's son.
That was the racist
hi.
Hi.
All right, Sarah, your turn.
Oh, it's my turn. Let's see. Let's go with...
there are two answers left. Number one and number four.
Number one and number four. Oh, let's go with...
Five.
Let's go with Natasha Romanoff.
Fellas, you got a chance to steal 50 points. Answer number one and number four are still on the board. And then we will go to Team Captain Kevin on this one.
Again,
I don't know. I was thinking
Scott Lang, guys. He's awful Lang. Cheerful.
Family man.
I mean,
that's Nicolas Cage. Maya went Fast and Furious. Great movie called The Family Man.
Oh, good one.
Oh, you're good, Maya.
I don't know. We want to do Scott Lang as the final answer. Scott Lang.
Fine with me.
All right, final answer, Scott Lang.
Scott Lang is the number one answer.
Ooh.
Number four with 12 points is Jimmy Woo himself.
Okay. Why?
I don't know. Well, people say, you know, we had 103 survey responses, so I mean, I'm not making stuff up here. That's I could have, but I didn't. Okay. Let's
How many points go, was that? For
us? 50. 50. All right, let's go to... All right, so team captain KDB and Mike. Who would be Tony Stark's favorite musical act? Mike.
AC/DC.
That is the number one answer with 46 points. Pass or play?
Let's play.
All right. Anthony, who would be Tony Stark's favorite musical act?
Favorite musical act. Let's go Black Sabbath.
Number two, worth 19 points. Kevin.
How many are...
There are six not, answers six? On the board. Two, three through six are still left.
Guns N' Roses?
Mike.
Zeppelin.
Anthony, two strikes.
Kiss.
Not there. Yeah. Ladies, you have the chance to steal 65 points.
Nirvana, maybe?
Team captain.
Huh? I said Nirvana, maybe?
Is that on, like, the soundtrack? I mean, we can go right on top of time. I was going to guess Salt and Pepper as a joke, but let's definitely do Nirvana.
Nirvana?
Nirvana is your final answer.
Yes.
Number three, Iron Maiden. Number four, Metallica. Number five, Ozzy Osbourne. And number six, Queen.
Yeah, those make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We are moving on. Is everybody having fun? I hope you're having fun.
Mm-hmm. I'm good.
All right.
Maya seems like she's just thrilled.
We are back to Anthony and Sarah. Which MCU character orders the most Girl Scout cookies? Sarah.
Scott Lang.
Scott Lang is the number two answer worth 29 points. Anthony, can you top it?
I'm going to say Tony Stark.
It is there, but it is number five, worth 7 points. Sarah, pass or play?
What do you think, ladies? You guys want to play?
I think we should play.
All right, Maya. Which MCU character orders the most Girl Scout cookies?
I'm going to have to go with Bruce Banner / the Hulk.
Number three, worth 11 points. KDB.
Sam Wilson.
Not there. Back to you, Sarah.
I'm going to go with melted ice cream Thor.
That is the number one answer worth 41 points. There is one answer left, number four. Maya, one strike, one answer left. Which MCU character orders the most Girl Scout cookies?
Peter Quill. That's
one guess.
That's
a good one.
Two strikes. There are 88 points total. KDB, one answer left.
I'm going to say Wanda.
Not Wanda. Fellas, you got 10 seconds before it goes back to team captain Anthony.
Wong.
I was thinking Wong. I wanted to say Drax as a joke.
But Rubies?
Yeah.
I thought Drax and then I thought Wong. Wong. But Wong never has any money.
No, Wong's Peggy was my other guess, but I like Wong better.
He's about a buck and a half. Yeah.
We'll go with Wong.
Yeah, let's go with Wong.
Let's go with Wong. All right. Wong.
Ladies, you get 88 points.
Yes.
Finally on the board.
Yay.
You guys should have gotten this one. You guys let's check the comments, see if anybody got it. Nope, nobody got it in the comments either. The answer for number four is Happy Hogan.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
He was sleeping with some donuts on his chest.
I enjoy that it was qualified both by the respondents and by our group that it had to be Fat Thor. Not just Thor. Like, we have to shame him in the process.
Of the 41 that said Thor, like 19 of them had a variation of fat or melted ice cream or something like that. So it was great. Nice. I really liked it. Okay, we are to team captains Maya and Kevin. All right. What character in the MCU would you trust least to babysit your children? Maya.
Thanos?
Thanos is not there.
That's
a good answer, though.
That's a really good answer. Rocket.
Rocket Raccoon is the number two answer, worth 20 points. Pass or play, Kevin?
Play.
He raised Groot. He could have resonated being a dad.
That's true.
Mike, what MCU character would you trust least to babysit your children?
He took mine. I was going to say Rocket. Tony Stark.
Not there. Anthony.
I'm going to say Peter Quill.
Peter Quill is the number one answer, worth 22 points. Kevin.
How many are on the board?
Top seven on the board. One and two you have, so three through seven are left.
I'm going to say Doctor Strange.
No.
Dang it.
Two strikes, Mike.
I had it, and then it was gone. Least to babysit. I would say Peter Parker.
Also not there. Ladies, it is your chance to steal 42 points.
I'm really stuck between villain, like really mean person, or
I'll give you a hint. I guess there are some.
Oh yeah, Wanda would be cool. I was also thinking Yanni.
Because that'd be fun. She'd take my kids away from me. She'd steal them.
Okay. Yeah.
Or Agatha. Well, yeah, I think Wanda.
Agatha too.
Yeah, Agatha. Mm-hmm. Wonder Agatha.
Oh,
five.
I don't know. Wanda. Four. I'd say Wanda.
Let's go Wanda. Wanda, finally. Or wait, is it me?
Yeah, it is you.
Yeah. Wanda.
You wanted to pick Agatha. Fellas, you have 42 points.
You should have picked.
Number one, Peter Quill. Number two, Rocket. Number three, Loki. Number four, Drax. Number five, Marcus.
It really is just all of the Guardians. Yeah.
I was actually thinking Drax or Loki, and then I was like, nah.
And Dale.
Dale always knows. Baskin-Robbins will find out.
Baskin-Robbins always finds out. All right, moving on. Who's team captains? KDB and Mike. Who would be the first MCU character to purchase tickets to a Taylor Swift concert? Katie.
I say Captain America. Steve Rogers.
He is not there. Mike.
Kate Bishop.
Kate Bishop is number four. Pass or play, fellas.
Let's guess who the Swifties are.
Okay. Anthony. All right.
I'm going to say Yelena.
No.
No. Wrong.
She would go with Kate. That'd be one. Kate would buy the ticket for Yelena. That's what I'm going to go with. Kevin.
I'm going to say as general, the tracksuit mafia, or that one tracksuit mafia dude.
I almost want to not give you a strike for that. But I will. Mike.
Natasha Romanoff.
No, ladies, it is to you.
Only I feel like it could be potentially Peter Quill because he's always listening to music. But
oh yeah,
like
there you go.
A better pick.
I like Peter Quill. That's a good one.
You think that's a good one?
That's a really good one. I was gonna say Scott Lang because he'd want to take his daughter, but Peter Quill's
That's a good pick too. I feel like they both were probably on there. I feel good with
KDB, I need one answer.
What do you guys think?
I like Peter Quill because he's so associated with music. I like that one.
Okay, Peter Quill.
Peter Quill is the number one answer with 23 points. Number two, Scott Lang, Peter Parker, Kate Bishop, Clint Barton, and Darcy Lewis.
Tracksuit Mafia still should have been on there.
Tracksuit Mafia is great.
If Dale was on there, Tracksuit Mafia.
Yeah, I was like, if Dale could get on the board with two, Tracksuit Mafia with two or one could get on there.
All right, we have four puzzles left. I hope you guys are having fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
All right. All right, we are back to Sarah and Anthony. Which MCU character would have the biggest TikTok following? Anthony.
Kate Bishop.
That is the number one answer. Pass or play?
Play.
Kevin, which MCU character would have the biggest TikTok following?
Katie from Shang-Chi.
Why?
She'd be
just a question.
She'd be highlighting very judgy, all the, Brian.
Yeah, I was like, she'd be like highlighting all the stuff that Shang-Chi's doing. Like, she'd be the hype man, like in the corner, like filming him.
Betting against him?
Maybe.
For what it's worth, that would have been my guess. I just couldn't remember the character's name.
Steve, Mike knows what's up.
Okay,
I got your back. Why? I got you.
Okay, not there.
Cool. So me then, yeah.
Yes.
Yelena Belova.
No.
Not cool.
Anthony.
I'm gonna say Tony Stark.
Nope. Ladies, it's back to you.
Answers on the board. You need to get.
I was saying Peter Parker. Peter Parker. Like spends half his movies like doing his own movies.
Yeah.
Yep. Peter Parker.
No. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll give you guys. You guys didn't give your official answers, so I'll tell you Peter Parker's not there. You can go again.
Oh, that feels like cheating.
Yeah, that feels like cheating, but okay.
It's all right.
I mean,
I'm thinking maybe Rocket.
Yeah. I can see Rocket. There's a TikTok. Like yeah, Rocket and Groot having a TikTok channel.
Yeah.
First, I'm going to need that guy's arm.
Do y'all want to go with Rocket? That's. Yeah. I don't have anything better. Because I was thinking Peter.
Lose anyway, so yeah.
All right, we'll go with Rocket.
Unfortunately not. Number two, Flash Thompson. Number three, Peter Quill. Number four, Shuri. Number five, Korg. Number six, the Grandmaster. And number seven, Kamala Khan.
Yeah.
And she hasn't even been introduced yet. All right.
We've seen a trailer.
Yeah. So what are the points there then, Brian?
28. Let's go triple points for the end because it's fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Which?
My turn. Oh wait, who's
it is Maya and Kevin. Maya and Kevin. Which MCU character takes Halloween way too seriously? Maya.
I'm gonna say Wanda Maximoff.
Maximoff is the number one answer worth 27 points. Pass or play, ladies?
Let's play.
All right, KDB, which MCU character takes Halloween way too seriously?
I'm gonna say Peter Quill.
Peter Quill, number four, worth 12 points. Sarah.
Oh, I'm gonna go Scott Lang.
Not there. Top six answers on the board. You have number one and number four. Maya.
I'm gonna go with Vision just because of WandaVision episode.
Number five, Vision, worth 9 points. KDB.
I'm gonna go with the Hulk.
No. Not there. It's two strikes. The Hulk celebrating Halloween would be terrifying. Okay. Sarah, two strikes. Number two, number three, and number six still on the board.
Did somebody already say Peter Parker?
No.
Was that guest? No, it was not guest.
That was not been guest yet. Okay, let's go Peter Parker.
Not there. That is three strikes. Gentlemen, your turn to steal.
Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Doctor Strange, final answer.
Doctor Strange, number two, worth 25 points. Number three,
Agatha Halloween.
And number six, Mark Spector. All right, two left.
So what's the pointage on that one, sir?
It was 144.
And are we doing the triples or no?
That was triple.
As in you just multiplied it by three, or as in I now need to multiply that by three?
No, there's only 100 points possible, so it's above 100, so I already multiplied it by three.
I do Star Wars, not math.
All right. Who's up this time?
Mike.
It's KDB and Mike. Yeah. Okay. So KDB and Mike. What state would Steve Rogers choose to retire to? Mike.
Florida.
Florida is the number four answer, worth 12 points. KDB, can you top it?
I'm thinking California.
On the board, but seventh. Pass for play, Mike.
Let's retire together. Let's do it.
All right. Anthony, what state would Steve Rogers choose to retire to?
New York.
Is the number one answer, worth 25. Kevin.
Would Montana.
You retire to New York, Kevin?
No, I would not retire to New York. Montana.
Number three, worth 13 points. Mike.
Arizona.
No. Anthony.
Let's go Hawaii.
That'd be nice. That'd be very nice. Kevin. Two strikes.
Let's go with Connecticut.
Why?
I don't know.
I wanted to ask you why again.
That's where Katie's so well at.
Last time.
That's where Katie's doing all her TikToks.
All right, ladies. Number two, number five, and number six are on the board.
Okay, so I was thinking potentially Louisiana because that's where Sam and his people are from.
Yeah.
But I'm like, Texas just because it's big and we already have California, New York, and Florida potentially. Any other thoughts?
I was thinking wholesome, so it's either like Kansas or Utah. Like,
okay.
I don't know.
What about you, Sarah?
I don't know. I don't know where he would go. So what did you guys think?
Katie's the official captain.
We could go Texas.
Texas. Like Texas.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Number two, Wyoming.
Why
not Wyoming?
I don't know. Montana's on there.
Wide open.
Oh my gosh, Jalen.
Jalen hit the survey. And number six is Maine.
God, I was thinking Maine and Wyoming too, and I don't know why I was thinking that. It's just dumb.
I lied before. We have two left now. There's two left. So we're gonna go to Anthony and Sarah on this one.
And two pointage, left. Ryan.
I don't care.
All right.
Let's go with 108. It is Sarah and Anthony. Okay. What Saturday morning cartoon would be Peter Parker's favorite? Sarah.
Spider-Man and Friends.
I love that answer, but it's not there.
Louie.
No. Maya.
Codename Kids Next Door.
I don't even know what that is. Kevin.
X-Men the Animated Series.
Yeah, we got one. Number three with 15 points. Bass or plague, boys?
Play.
All right. Mike, what would be Peter Parker's favorite Saturday morning cartoon?
Ooh.
What you said, Maya? What was it? Codename what?
Kids Next Door.
I've never heard of that?
No.
It was on Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
It was like the It Show of Saturday morning Cartoon Network.
It's been so long since there have been actual cartoons on Saturday morning. X-Men's a goodie. How about... Let's try Batman the Animated Series, too.
There you go. Codename Kids Next Door was a good show. There you go.
Hi, Casey.
Batman the Animated Series. Not there. Anthony.
Let's go Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That is the number one answer. We're 20.
Good answer.
That's what I was thinking.
Kevin.
That's a good one.
Just because we had a great reboot movie, Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
I love that movie. I love that movie so much.
Not a Saturday morning cartoon, though.
That's true, it wasn't.
Weekday afternoons.
That's true.
Technicality. Idiot.
I know.
You're so stupid. Mike. Back to you.
Clarifying question. When we say Saturday morning cartoons for all, they were like Saturday morning shows in our youth that were not cartoons, but they were like part of that programming.
Every single answer is a animated cartoon.
All right. Let's go with Tiny Toon Adventures.
I will give it to you. Looney Tunes. I will give it to you. Anthony.
Transformers.
No. Ladies, it is to you.
I was literally going to say Tom and Jerry, but I think that all goes under Looney Tunes, right?
Yeah, it's under Looney Tunes.
Tom
and Jerry is separate. Tom and Jerry is not Looney Tunes, but it's also not.
I think Max Fleischman and Looney Tunes is Warner Brothers, but my favorite Saturday morning cartoon was Smurfs, but I grew up in that era of Saturday morning cartoons. Mm-hmm. Transformers. What about Transformers?
Anthony already said it, and it was
Anthony said it.
It was not. I missed that one.
I'm only thinking like Billy and Mandy. Like, I'm Static Shock.
Kara has answered like 7 times in the comments.
I don't even know.
Are they all the same answer?
No.
Katie, what do you think?
What about? I don't know, maybe like Gargoyles or something, but that was like in the morning time, I think.
That was a random one.
Is there like a show that everyone people watch?
Or Scooby-Doo? The Batman show? Batman
what
show.
About Scooby-Doo?
You can say Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
5, 4. I need an official answer from Team Captain Sarah.
You guys
Sarah.
Want to do Scooby-Doo?
I feel bad. I'm gonna be responsible, but I mean,
let's go with Scooby Doo. Sure, let's go with Scooby Doo. I don't think it's getting any better or worse than Smurfs.
Scooby Doo is not on the board. Number one, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Looney Tunes, X Men, Rugrats, DuckTales, Woo, Doug, Dexter's Laboratory, Ren and Stimpy.
Like, literally, there's only 3 of those were actual Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of them were. Most of those are weekday afternoon cartoons. Or Saturday evening.
Yeah.
Jared says Garfield. I feel like.
Oh, that's a good one. I was also thinking the real Ghostbusters. The real Ghostbusters was another one of my favorites. I love that
Our
one.
Final puzzle to tease next week's episode. Kevin, you will be a part of next week's episode where yourself, Sarah, and Mark Valentine from Diz Life Podcast will be reviewing Avengers Campus out at Disneyland. Which hero needs to get the next ride at Disneyland's Avengers Campus? Kevin.
Damn it.
Black Panther.
Black Panther is the number one answer. Pass or play?
We'll play.
Mike, what hero needs to get the next ride at Avengers Campus?
Ant-Man.
Ant-Man is number 2 or 17 points. He does have a ride at Hong Kong Disneyland already. Ooh, Anthony.
Nice. I'm not a ride guy. I'm going to say Doctor Strange.
He has a show, no ride. You're not a ride guy. You can go to a show. And Kevin.
Shang-Chi.
Number 7, worth 8 points. Mike.
Took my answer, bro. what? How many are left on the board?
There are 8 on the board. So you have number 3, number 4, number 5, number 6, and number 8.
Okay. Let's go. Well, that might be fun. Moon Knight.
The number 8 answer worth 3 points is Moon Knight. Anthony.
Sam Wilson's Captain America.
Captain America, number 3. Kevin.
Which ones are left, Brian?
Number 4, 5, 6.
4.
Thor is number 4 with 11. Mike.
How about sorry.
5, 4, 3.
Captain Marvel.
Yes. 2 strikes, Anthony. Number 5 and number 6 left.
Let's go with Iron Man.
Number 5, Iron Man. Number 6 is left, Kevin.
Black Widow.
Ladies, you have a chance to steal the number 6 answer.
It's just free what falling part, from a building.
What's that?
Can you repeat the question again?
What hero needs to get the next ride at Disneyland Resort's Avengers Campus? Already answered. Black Panther, Ant-Man, Captain America, Thor, Iron Man, Shang-Chi, and Moon Knight.
Does Wanda have a ride? Because that's kind of thinking Wanda.
Yeah, Wanda. I think Wanda's a good choice.
But yeah, I do too.
I'm not familiar, but I know there's like web slingers and there's a Spider-Man stunt show and
there's Ant-Man or no
Ant-Man.
Just the kitchen. Just the kitchen. But yeah, we already answered Ant-Man too. So,
but does Wanda doesn't have a ride yet?
No.
Or show?
No.
That's what I would, because then you could get like Agatha in there too. You'd get like Wanda, yeah. Vision, and Agatha, all of them.
I think that's a good pick.
I'd go with Wanda.
Final answer, Maya.
Gonna go with Wanda.
For the last minute steal. Scarlet Witch for the last minute steal. Mike, how many points does your team have?
All of them.
last true. I think I may have missed around, but 639.
What's that?
639.
All right, the girls had 638.
Yeah,
the boys did 1 point.
How did that happen?
Is because Wanda's ride where you just ride around and learn about what antidepressants would work best for you?
Nexus pills.
Just ride around and just be depressed.
We're gonna move on. Kevin, you are next week. Kevin, you are making the Earth's Mightiest Minute on all the Earth's Mightiest Weirdos social feeds. Please check those out. Sarah, KDB, what is happening at the Practically Perfect podcast?
Tomorrow we're recording an episode. Allison Crouch just came back from her trip, so we're gonna do a trip report with her.
Awesome. Perfect. Maya, what's happening at the Nerdy Girls After Dark?
TBD. We're still figuring that out, but catch us on Thursday to find out.
Anthony, Agents of Field podcast, who are you rooting for in the Western Conference NHL playoffs?
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm rooting for the Oilers.
Boo. That Connor McDavid's fun to watch, man.
I'm not the type of guy that wants Colorado to win so that I lost by the best team. No, I want to see you guys get destroyed. And I'm sorry to say that, but I don't feel bad. And I hope all the games end in regulation.
Mike,
So next Sunday we will drop another episode of Babu's Freaking Podcast. We will be looking at Obi-Wan Kenobi episode 3, as well as talking a bit about all of the massive announcements that just came out of Star Wars Celebration this past week. So lots going on in the Star Wars universe.
Talking Top Gun Maverick tomorrow night, myself, Mike, and Alex Klein on Comics and Cinema. Wednesday, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. will drop their podcast Wednesday nights. Nerdy Girls After Dark, 8:30 Eastern on Thursday. Babu's Freaking Podcast, 8 Eastern Sunday night. Thank you so much, everybody. Hope you had fun. And
definitely
the children.
Earth's Mightiest Weirdos is brought to you by Pinch of Pixie Dust Travel. People who love travel understand that life isn't about the breaths you take, it's about the moments that take your breath away. That's why we help coordinate the most magical adventures for you and your family. Disney, Universal, Sandals, Norwegian, Carnival, and more, we are a full-service concierge travel agency that will help with every aspect of your journey. Let us take care of the details while you enjoy your family. Get a quote today by calling us at 570-832-7798 or fill out a trip request form at pinchofpixiedusttravel.com. Just follow the second star to the right straight on to your adventure. That's pinchofpixiedusttravel.com, where you're making memories one trip at a time.